The following presentation was recorded at the Buddhist Society of Victoria, Malvern East, Australia. Please visit our website at bsv.net.au.
Welcome all friends of the Dhamma to attend the enlightened as said in Tipitaka. The Arahant, or those who get full enlightened, got five power. Five power or five pala fulfill. The first one is trust in the Buddha. The second one is right effort. The third one is concentration. The fourth one is mindfulness awareness. The fifth one is wisdom. Those who got all five power but not fulfilled, less a bit is non-returner, anakami. Less a bit is sakitakami. Less a bit but still got five power is sodaban. But not only less a bit, but maybe got lost one or two. From five, you got two or three. This is lay people. Okay? So this is point to you that when you develop concentration on whatever, on breathing, stomach rising, falling, on chanting, concentration only is not enough. You need to develop the other power, trust. You have trust already? Okay, I know. Effort, good effort, sometimes good, sometimes not good, okay? Mind and concentration. Now you concentration on breathing. This is good. But what you don't have mostly, mindfulness, awareness, the fourth faculty, and the wisdom, okay? So today, I just point to you, concentration you have already now because you listen to my talk. But what you don't have is relaxing yourself, feeling yourself, awareness of yourself, because you got the whole day concentration on your job, on your daily life work and activity. This is concentration outside. Then you lose awareness or you lose power. But if you concentration on a monk, on the Buddha, you not lose power, okay? But better concentration on yourself, you get more power, okay? Anyhow, when you concentration the whole day, Facebook, this is already you got concentration. You get tired or not? Tired. So you should develop mindfulness awareness by feeling yourself, awareness yourself. You do any job, you never feel yourself aware of yourself. You do Facebook, you're not aware of yourself. You only do Facebook what you want to. Right, just write it, you lost awareness of yourself. Okay, sometimes you feel tired. Oh, too much, okay? So now, what you don't have is the fourth one, mindfulness, awareness. And the fifth one is the wisdom, okay? The first one you have, I know, you have trust. Then you come to offer dana, okay? And the second one you have, effort. Okay, the third one you have concentration, but mostly the fourth one, mindfulness, awareness together. When you listen to my talk, this is concentration. But can you feel yourself more? Feeling yourself, you get awareness of yourself. Feel yourself more and more, you get awareness of how you doing, how you feeling, how you thinking. This is you maybe don't have or maybe very poor mindfulness awareness, okay? Because you just realize that practice meditation is concentration, okay? That's why you misinterpret anapanasati. You interpret on anapanasati, breathing in, breathing out, interpret into breathing meditation or concentration of breathing, okay? But actually in Tipitaka, said by the Buddha, not interpret into breathing meditation, but just interpret into mindfulness of breathing. It's different. Concentration on breathing and mindfulness of breathing, different. If you got concentration on breathing, you cannot listen to me because you focus your breath and breathing, then difficult to listen to me and you cannot work because you focus your breath and breathing, okay? But if you mindfulness, awareness of your breathing, because you got already the breathing, every moment, the whole day, you got already, but just aware. And it will make you calm down. And then your concentration, you look at me, you see me by eye, but together, awareness by feeling your breathing. How to develop awareness of yourself? Feeling yourself. Awareness of body, how? Feeling the whole body relaxing. Then you got consciousness, awareness with consciousness, sensing yourself. Okay? So now, can you develop together? Open eye, because if you, in the beginning, before you closing eye, wake up first, because I know you got good concentration, but what you don't have is mindfulness faculty or mindfulness awareness power, okay? And now, can you see what different? You look at me, listen to me, this is already concentration. And the object of meditation is good because you listen to monk, you not listen to somebody quarreling. You listen to monk, this is good object already. But anyhow, even you listen to monk, you not feel yourself relax, okay? Can you feel yourself relax? Then you got right concentration. Listen to monk and know yourself. Okay? Not only listen to monk and know my talk, okay? Know yourself together by feeling relax. Feeling yourself, feeling the whole body relax. Then you got awareness. When you got awareness, you got seeing mindfully how you doing, how you feeling. So can you develop knowing both together, outside and yourself? Okay? Outside by concentration. Yourself by mindfulness, awareness of how you doing, how you sitting, how you relaxing. Can you? Then can you balance first, balance to faculty, concentration and balance mindfulness faculty. And then when you can balance more concentration with mindfulness faculty, what you see? You got wisdom. You got seeing what happening. What happening to you now when you got mindfulness, knowing yourself? First, you concentration on me, on my talk. You don't know yourself. You already know my talk. Okay? Then if you develop mindfulness of yourself together, awareness by feeling yourself and awareness more and more, you see what happening in your mind, good or not good. That is, you got contemplation to develop wisdom. Okay? So can you balance? Take not long time before you closing your eye concentration. Open eye about 4 or 5 minutes. Okay? Because everything important in the starting. My master say, if you starting with only concentration, the whole period right now you got only concentration. But if you prepare yourself first to get concentration, look at the Buddha, look at monk, listen to monk, and feel yourself, awareness yourself, knowing from awareness coming up. Okay? And what you know? You know nice and gentle breathing. In the beginning, you listen to my talk, you got only concentration. Concentration outside, and you don't know how you're doing, how you're sitting, and how you breathing. Okay? So how you know you got balance? Now concentration and mindfulness and awareness together. Okay? You know how you breathing. You can feel nice and gentle breathing. You can feel comfortable breathing. Okay? This is okay. You look at monk. If you look at somebody speak bad, you are nervous. You have concentration more and more. It makes you nervous. And when you are nervous, you are breathing. You don't know because you are nervous. When you got stressed and nervous, you don't know you're breathing. Then just more relaxing the whole body first. Before knowing your breathing, knowing your body first. Relax. When you got knowing your body, how? Feeling your body relaxed, you get awareness. It's different from what you practice. Try to do concentration, try to be aware, try to be mindful. Everything you got self in the practice, okay? But today, just feeling yourself, because you know what we practice samatha and vipassana for what? For coming back to yourself, to feel yourself, to know yourself, okay? To see yourself first, to feel yourself first, okay? Because usually you got mind working at thought. My working as thought, a lot of thinking, you lose feeling yourself because my working into two functions, thinking and feeling. Thinking too much, you tired and then you not feel comfortable, okay? Then what we develop now, we develop to come back to ourselves. Come back to ourselves not by thinking, okay? By feeling. Now can you smile a bit? You come back already, okay? And you got nice and gentle smiling with loving kindness. Loving kindness is feeling, okay? You cannot develop loving kindness by thinking. Maybe you are Buddhist scholar, just learn by thinking. What difference between loving kindness and compassion? By thinking, you have no experience. But only just smile and loving kindness get experience by feeling. By thinking, you got stuck, okay? You may be very good Buddhist scholar, but you have no experience because you very serious in learning. Never practice by yourself. I want to know everything, okay? So now just experience by yourself. The way to come back to yourself, by feeling. But if you want to go out, by thinking. Okay? Come back yourself by feeling. Feeling body, relax, you come back to your body. What you come back? Feeling body, relax, your awareness, you got awareness of. Now you're sitting. Now you're walking. Feeling you're walking, you know you're walking. Okay? And feeling you're walking, sitting, and smile a bit. Then you know your mind. Okay? Before we practice, just I test you how much you know yourself by feeling. Now, feel your body. Yes, everybody can feel body. Okay? And how? When you feel body, you got awareness of body, knowing body. And now, can you feel body sitting and this body not working anything, only breathing? Can you feel body and breathing together? Now somebody can, somebody difficult. because you try to focus, you try to feel. If you try to feel your breathing, then it's difficult, because when you got self in the practice, nah, then you got blinded. Just relax. Feel comfortable breathing. Feel fresh air. Can you feel fresh air? Now you can feel. Okay? Just feel a bit, a little. You are breathing or not? Feel a little. Don't try to feel a lot. You got nervous. Okay? Feel a little, but more often. Because the point is how to know yourself every moment. If you try to feel breathing clearly, you can do for 5 minutes. But if you feel your breathing a little, forget, come back. Then you got more skill, come back by automatically and quickly. Then when you forget, come back. That is the point. Every moment. More every moment, okay? Now the problem you got, you focus your breath or breathing, not every moment. But if you feel your breathing, feel your body first, then you can rely your body got more every moment movement or not. And then from body awareness, by feeling body relax, and then feeling your breathing comfortable. A bit, a little, forget and come back feeling. Forget again, lost in thought, come back feeling again. When you come back more often, you got knowing every moment of breathing. And then when you got together, balance, concentration, and feeling awareness, your awareness first, then you got awareness movement or breathing. When you focus your breathing, in the beginning, you focus immediately. You focus the breath. Okay? But after you feel your breathing relaxing, forget, come back, you can feel movement of your breath, or that is breathing. And then what different? When you close your eye, you can watch your breathing. Okay? Before you try to focus your breath, okay? Focus your breath is samatha meditation, okay? But watch your breathing with awareness every moment is vipassana meditation. You understand? Now, you just walking. You focus lifting and touching. This is samatha meditation. But if you focus, not only focus, watch mindfully. Watch mindfully, you know the action, the movement. Okay? But watch only, focus only, concentration only. You got concentration on the object. For example, now, just watch when you're eating. You try to be mindful of eating. Then you focus. Eat. What to eat? You watch your eat. You got yourself try to do or eat. But we watch eating, eating, drinking, walking. You understand? You walk. You try to be mindful. Then you watch the step. Watch the step, okay? You got concentration. But watch the walk, watch your walking. Watch the moment. Watch movement, okay? This is vipassana. Now, everybody just lift your hand, your right hand. In the beginning, what you concentration? If you concentration on the hand, usually you try to watch your hand. You watch your hand, you cannot be aware of every moment of movement. So now just watch your hand. But now just not wash your hand, but look, wash me, and feel hand movement. When you feel hand movement, you awareness of movement, okay? Okay. And then when you got awareness of movement, it will help you be able to watch hand movement. So people immediately focus, then focus the hand. But if you feel your movement first, you can realize movement of the hand, okay? Then when you concentration with awareness of hand movement, then you watch hand movement, okay? But you not feel your hand movement, then you watch your hand, okay? You focus your hand, different. So let's say, you got thought, just aware first, aware of your thinking. Then you can see how you thinking. Okay, if you got thought, try to watch your thought, then you cannot think. When you watch thought, it stop thinking, okay? But if you just awareness first, balance together, because you very good concentration, when you look or focus anything, it stop. When you watch your thought, it stop thinking, okay? When you watch your breath, it stop thinking and your body very, very, very stand. You control your mind, okay? But relaxing first. Relaxing and aware of now you got thinking. And then when you watch, you observe together. Observe how you think good, think bad, okay? So awareness together, then when you watch, you can observe. But if you not awareness, you watch, you not observe. You watch your breath. You see your breath, of course. But if you feel your breathing first, relaxing first, when you watch your breath, but you can observe your breathing. You understand? Awareness first will wake up mindfulness. When you watch, you can observe something. But if you concentration first, with poor awareness, you watch. You cannot observe. And then you might still, of course, but no wisdom because you cannot observe, okay? So now, balance together, mindfulness, awareness, by opening eye before you do concentration. Concentration is good, but right concentration, the Buddha say, with mindfulness and awareness, okay? So mindfulness and awareness now, how you breathing? How do you know your breathing? Feel your breathing. When you feel your breathing, you got awareness of movement, of breathing. That's right. Then when you watch, close your eye, you can observe. Watch your breathing before you cannot observe. You only watch the breath, okay? Or you can watch breathing but cannot observe because you got too much concentration. But when you got awareness balancing together by open eye 2-3 minutes, make sure you got awareness and observe your breathing. Even you look at me, can you get awareness of your own breathing and observe? Even your eye look at me, can you observe your breathing? Make sure you got awareness and observe. Awareness by feeling. More feeling, more gentle, more clear awareness, more consciousness, okay? And awareness, only not enough. Mindfulness by observing together, okay? Concentration only not enough. You need awareness. Awareness only not enough. You need mindfulness. Mindfulness observe. Feeling and observe. Even now you look at me, can you feel your breathing and observe? Feeling and observe. Because when you got mindfulness, then it develop wisdom. What is mindfulness? A mindfulness of things as they really are. Don't try to be involved. And how to develop mindfulness of things as they really are? just aware. Aware first. When you just aware by feeling relaxed, feeling comfortable breathing, you are breathing very nice, soft and gentle. Then you got automatic mindfulness, realize and observe changing of breathing. But if you immediately close your eye, you concentration, then you can concentration on your breathing, but not every moment. You only concentration on the position, touching here, touching here. But actually, breathing got movement every moment. By concentration, only not enough. But if you balance together, feeling. When you concentration, you got watch your breathing mindfully. Mindfully, that means you observe something, okay? You observe moment by moment of breathing, okay? So when you got mindfulness, watch mindfully, you got observing, then you notice something. Now just again your right hand. Now, if you not awareness first, you watch your breath, you watch your hand movement. Then you try to focus on your hand. That's right. You try to focus on your hand. No, vipassana, we see movement, we see changing. Okay. So awareness first. Awareness. Awareness by feeling. Your eye with me. Can you feel hand movement? Can you feel? Now feeling relaxed. Feel hand movement. If you can feel, you can feel this body together. That's right. When you feel all together your body activity, bodily action. That's right. Then when you got feeling all together, then it become awareness of hand movement. And then when you got awareness, what you can watch mindfully. Watch mindfully, that is watch and observe. Observe. What you observe now? Observe movement. Watch and observe. And more observe, what you see? You see in between movement, it got stop. Movement and stop. Movement and stop. And more watch mindfully and observe. You can see each moment got stop. Watch and observe mindfully with awareness together. Then you can watch every moment. Before you do concentration, you cannot see stop. Where stop, master? You cannot realize stop. You only, okay, hand movement, hand movement, hand movement. You get calmness, okay. But how to get wisdom? Awareness first. Relax. Don't try to move. Just awareness of the way it is, okay? And then you got letting go. Awareness of the way it is. And then when you watch, you can observe something. It got movement and pause, movement and pause, movement and pause, movement and pause. Okay? And then what you got wisdom, more you see movement and pause, movement and pause, movement and pause. You got wisdom realizing anicchang. Anicchang, it come to your understanding. Okay? This is not from thought, from experience. Oh, I cannot control my hand stop and not move. Can you control stop and not move? You can control maybe a few minutes, then you tired, have to move. Okay? So that's why right concentration together with mindfulness and awareness. As you got very good concentration the whole day, Facebook, WhatsApp, then when you do meditation, better open eye 2-3 minutes and develop awareness first. Okay? Develop awareness by now we come to our breath and breathing. Can you feel you are breathing or not? Even you look at me, can you feel? Yeah. If you do concentration on your breath and breathing, you can see it clearly. But how about if you look at me or look at people, can you rely? Can you feel your breathing? Because breathing will be a good indicator. If you're breathing very hard, that means you are going to be angry. Okay? Then don't talk. Okay? If you listen and people speak bad, be bad. Can you feel your breathing? Breathing very hard. Stop your mouth. Don't talk anything. Just listen or go away. Okay? So, breathing will indicate of your emotion. So, when you got emotion, you cannot fight your breathing. Hey, I'm angry. You make me angry. Can you fight your breathing? Cannot. Are you nervous? Can you fight your breathing? Cannot. That's why you just relax first by feeling. Because thinking too much make you stressful. Then come back to yourself. The purpose of meditation is come back to yourself. Come back to yourself by feeling relaxed. And what you got? Nice and gentle breathing. And what you got more? When you got in daily life, nice breathing. That is quality of breathing. That is good health. Okay? Every daily life, you're breathing like a train. Or lie in a hurry. Your life not long. Okay? Why? I can tell you. Those who get into coma state, breathing become short. You can observe the last minute before people die. Clap. Now you make yourself angry. You are alive not long. That's right. You are alive not long. But angry make your breathing tired. Then you remind yourself you are alive not long. Then keep calm, keep cool. Okay? Remind yourself. Now just feel your breathing. Not concentration first, because concentration make you too much stress, because you get used to concentration, to people speak bad, or even people speak something you not agree, when you concentration or people not talk around but only gossip. You have very good concentration, even people gossip. Then you lose your emotion. So now you have to develop mindfulness and awareness together with your concentration. Okay? Now you just open eye 2-3 minutes. Look at the Buddha statue and know your breathing by awareness, not by concentration. Okay? Because by concentration, you already good already. Focus something you know until stop. Okay? Until knowing only the breath, but know the movement. Okay? Then awareness first. Now what you got? Awareness, it will help you a lot. Awareness by feeling. Feeling your relaxing of the whole body, then it's more awareness, okay? And when you got feeling your body relaxing, what happening to you now? Can you see? When you relax the whole body and feeling relaxed, you got more awareness of the whole body and breathing. Okay? Because I just let you how to develop awareness. Awareness of the whole body first. Okay? Mindfulness of body first. Okay? After you got mindfulness of body, awareness of body, then you got awareness of breathing. Because otherwise, I told you, develop concentration, mindfulness, awareness of your breathing. You try to be aware of your breathing. And that is also not awareness. Because you try to be aware. It's not awareness, okay? Okay. If you have to try to do something, you're tired, okay? You only feel relax the whole body or massage. Now, just can you realize something? My working into two function, thinking and feeling. Now, even you don't know any method of meditation, but you know the concept. My working into two function, thinking and feeling. Okay, thinking make you stressful, but feeling make you relaxing and comfortable. Or even feeling only any part of body. For example, when you're thinking a lot, you lose your feeling. But you, if you just feel yourself, any part of body, for example, everybody feel your arm. Feel a little? Can you feel your touching? Come back. Not think too much. Come back. Come back here. Feeling. No thought already. Okay? Can you feel your touching and lost in thought together? Can you show me how to feel your touching and lost in thought? No, cannot, because you call, you remind yourself, hey, come back to myself, feeling here, don't think too much, feeling. No thought already. Now what happening? You already get into calmness naturally already, okay? The problem is you forget your breath, and it take long time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get into calmness because you not feel your breath. You not feel your breathing. Like here, if you feel your touching, can you feel? Even you look at me, you concentration on my talk, but can you feel your touching? Can you feel your massage? Can you feel your massage? Can you feel? You get into calmness because you got feeling yourself. Okay? Even you concentration on me, on your job, but you feel relaxing. You work in work with calmness and mindfulness, okay? So that is, I just let you feeling your breathing first. Because when you close your eye immediately, you wash your breath. And then you get used to the whole day, Facebook, concentration, send WhatsApp, then you focus too much. When you focus, then you cannot feel yourself, okay? But if you only 2 minutes, only 1 minute, okay, feel your breathing. Then, now you watch me, but when you feel your breathing, what you aware? You aware of breathing in gently, nicely, and what you observe? Breathing in, before breathing out, it got pot. 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Can you observe? At the turning point inside between breathing in before breathing out, it got stopped 1 or 2 seconds. Can you observe? Feeling and observe your breathing first. Now you watch me. But before you close your eye, 1, 2 minutes, you just feel and observe your breathing until you can feel breathing every moment, and until you can observe pot, at least there is pot inside. Because when you breathing in at the pot, it absorb oxygen to the whole body. Okay. But now you only, if you do concentration first, what you do? You try to focus your breathing, or focus your breath, or focus your breathing in. And then breathing out, focus your breathing in, focus your breathing out. It looks like when you follow your breathing in, you go inside. And then you follow your breathing out, you go outside. Follow your breathing in, go inside. Follow your breathing out to go outside. But I just let you know the technique. We follow breathing in, breathing out just aware. We not follow. You understand? Because we want to come in. We not go out. Now you go in, go out, go in, go out, and tired, fall asleep. We want to come in. And where we come in? Breathing in. By concentration, you cannot realize the pause inside. But by feeling, can you feel your breathing? At the pause, you feel more relaxed. First, we want to go to relaxing. Okay. Can you feel your breathing? Feeling your breathing in at the pause, relax. And breathing out, just aware. Stay at relaxation there. And more relax. Breathing in, feeling first. And when you're feeling, you can, and then together develop mindfulness. Mindfulness by observe. Feeling, you got awareness. Then when you got awareness, observe together. Observe. What you observe? You can observe the pause inside. Okay? Now you look at me. Can you feeling and observe your breathing? What you feel? Feel nice breathing? And feeling first. Feeling until you get relaxation. Then observe together. What you observe? It slow motion breathing. And pause. And relax and calm and breathing out. Then that is we call access consciousness. Why we call access? Because it is the next level of meditation. There are three levels of meditation. Concentration. Okay, that you got stuck in concentration. You cannot rely the pause. When you feeling your breathing, you can rely pause. More rely pause, it more conscious from the pause. Then it become the door open to the next level of meditation. Okay? And then when you can rely the pause opening, it connect to the third level, absorption. At the pause when you rely, more rely, not long, it become more absorbed together, absorbed together. So there are three steps of meditation. Concentration, access consciousness, and absorption. More absorption, it brings you to deep meditation. Okay? In Pali, we translate momentary concentration. We translate that into Bali. Bali. Bali is Kanika Samadhi, the first step. And the second step, upachara samadhi or access the door, okay? The door, consciousness. And jhana state or in Pali, appana samadhi, in English, absorption of mind, okay? Now, you just do only concentration. But today, I just tell you connect together. Now, can you connect together? Look at me. And smile. Smile, you got open access, open or not? And loving kindness. Look at me. Open your mind. How open your mind? Smile in your heart. And how absorption? Loving kindness. Now you got concentration. Look at me. Listen to me. And you got access consciousness. Smile. Okay? And then you got absorption bring you into jhana state. Okay? So only three steps together. Before I practiced meditation when I was 16 years old. I also practiced the same as you. Only concentration for 10 years. Okay? After that I found that, wow, the Buddha talked about three steps of meditation. We can connect together. Then this is how we develop skill in the practice. Okay? Now look. And smile. And absorb. and close your eye. Go to the first jhana immediately. Okay? But you only concentration, concentration, and more concentration, not feeling yourself, then you got stuck. Okay? Now, listen and you can rely. When you listen music, you go to calmness really quickly. Because when you listen to music, you feel good or not? And you absorb or not? That is the way to go into meditation. Okay? So, can you watch the Buddha statue? The Buddha statue smile or not? Then you smile. Then you go inside. Okay? And how about I talk with smile or not? But you not smile. You not go inside. I smile. I go inside. Okay? So now, the problem is you got straight from your work. Sometimes I tell you, smile and observe. Master, I cannot. So if you cannot, never mind. Just you got something very burden and straight here. Attached a lot. Okay? And then just practice more in daily life. Because this is due to much concentration. And then to more concentration and more attachment because you not aware of yourself, okay? Not feeling relaxed yourself. So in the practice, in daily life, you have concentration the whole day, but can you just feel you are sitting? Now you look at me, listen to my talk. Can you feel yourself, you are sitting, you are listening to me in sitting posture? Can you feel? You not listen to me in standing posture? Can you feel sitting posture? The first one, just feeling you are, you're working, you are talking, you are listening in what posture? Just feel and aware. And then next step, now in sitting posture, Relax. You listen to my talk, and in sitting posture, can you feel sitting posture? If you can feel sitting posture, then it will connect to your breathing. Okay? Then feeling your sitting posture, relaxing, then you can feel comfortable breathing. That's right. And now, only to exercise, first feel your body in sitting posture, standing posture, or whatever. And then it connects to your breathing. Then when God connects, you can feel automatically nice breathing, gentle breathing. Then now you listen to my talk. Can you feel sitting and breathing nicely together? Can you feel? Can you feel? Not focus breathing. You focus me enough. One object on master enough. But yourself develop awareness by feeling relaxing the whole body sitting posture and more awareness, mindfulness together. Are you breathing or not? Are you breathing in? Are you breathing out? When more awareness of body, then you get more awareness and mindfulness of body and breathing connect together. Now you got physical eye look at me, but consciousness eye see yourself. Okay? Actually, consciousness is your mind. Before your mind, sleeping. Okay? Now your mind become conscious, see yourself. Okay? Now you got right concentration. Look at people, look at your job, but you feel relaxed. Feeling like you got conscious. More consciousness, it becomes seeing yourself, or we call consciousness eye, or we call in Pali, vipassana yan, vipassana, seeing yourself inside. This is inside. Your eye look outside. Your consciousness see inside, not outside. That's why we call vipassana inside, because when you got consciousness, you never see outside. See outside is by your physical eye. See inside by vipassana yan, or insight meditation. Insight from consciousness of yourself. If you are always conscious of your sitting, your breathing nicely, gently, then it becomes pure consciousness. It becomes higher consciousness. Okay? Now, all in the knowing of your consciousness. Your movement in the knowing of consciousness. Okay? Your breathing in the knowing of consciousness. Okay? When it wake up. Now, you can rely. Knowing whatever you do, you got awareness. Whatever you talk, you got awareness. Awareness in consciousness, not in your brain. In consciousness. Okay? Then it become more and higher consciousness. Okay? And with consciousness more, then all desire, anger gone away. Okay? But anyhow, today, I just let you start awareness first. How develop awareness? Feeling. When you feel yourself, you got awareness of yourself. Feel your movement, you got awareness of your movement without thought. Okay? Feeling your movement, you got awareness of movement without thought. This is we call awareness. Okay? And if you feel your breathing, okay? Feel your breathing, you got awareness of breathing nicely, gently, without thought. Okay? Without thought. Okay. And now, just develop awareness, pure awareness. First is not pure awareness. It be without thought, but sometimes you forget. Thought come again. Okay? So, feel your breathing, then you get more awareness. Sometimes forget, just come back. Forget, come back. So now you got more in the day. Practice meditation more than 100 sessions. Because you forget more than 100 times. Forget, come back. Forget, come back. Because the point is how to come back to yourself. We practice meditation. Meditation. Calmness is calmness to yourself. When you calmness to yourself, after calmness, you got awareness seeing yourself, but calmness first, relaxation first. After you got calmness, relaxation, it got knowing yourself in the calmness, seeing yourself in the calmness, okay? So now, can you know how to balance together concentration and awareness of yourself, okay? Look at your job, okay? But feel yourself relaxed together. Then, now before you cross your eye, look at your breathing. Feel your breathing relaxing first. Because you can rely what happening. Before crossing eye, 2-3 minutes, feeling your breathing, it come from heart. And what you got in heart? Impurity, a lot, okay? When you not feel your breathing, you only concentration your breathing in, breathing out, but not feel your breathing. Maybe you can stop desire for a while. After you come out from concentration, desire attachment arising again. But if you want to clean up your mind, clean up your heart or purity, just feeling first. Feeling your breathing will wake up my consciousness, wake up. And wake up from impurity. Impurity is still there, but you wake up. All attachment still there, but you wake up. Okay? And when you wake up, it look like, you feel good. Okay, less desire, less attachment. But actually, you forget. Forget all the time. Then I tell you, forget, come back. Forget, come back. Only this practice in daily life, you can see in 2 weeks, you got very good result. 2 weeks only. Forget, come back. Forget, come back. Because what you come back? Feeling. And feeling from where? From here. Okay? When you feeling more feeling, you wake up your mind more conscious. Now your mind not conscious. Even you got suffering, you not conscious. Okay? Unhappiness until you not conscious. Okay? Now feeling. Then you got more conscious. Oh, suffering there, but only conscious your breathing. Conscious your breathing, forget come back. As the Buddha say, you just listen to the Buddha teaching. As he say, before the Buddha enlightened, he got awareness, mindfulness of breathing as home. As home. When he got mindfulness and awareness of breathing as home, body not disturbed, mind not disturbed. And more he got mindfulness and awareness of breathing as home, then he got emptiness, no self, sunyata, okay? And after he enlightened, he just awareness of now no self, okay? Or sunyata, or emptiness as home. But before enlightened, he just awareness of breathing, mindfulness of breathing as home. More mindfulness of breathing as home, your mind let go self. Let go self. Self gone away, because we got self inside, but we just conscious. Conscious of body or conscious of breathing. When you conscious more, you have power of consciousness. Power of mind, okay? I got power of mind. I traveling. I'm not tired. I speak. I give Dhamma talk every day. I'm not tired because I give Dhamma talk. I conscious my body. I conscious my breathing. Okay. And my heart open. Conscious. And more conscious. Then you can see desire, releasement, attachment, releasement. So you only follow the Buddha path. So that is this. I just, this is way of enlightenment. Today I introduce you way of enlightenment, not method of enlightenment. Method, there are many methods. Way, only one way. Way of enlightenment, as the Buddha say, before enlightened, he got mindfulness awareness of breathing at home. More he got mindfulness awareness of breathing at home. Body not hard, mind not hard. And he attained enlightenment. Okay? So, just don't think, what method? No, today I show you the way. The way we, very simple. Forget, come back. Forget, come back. Okay? Because when you more come back, you got more feeling. More feeling, more awareness. More awareness, more mindfulness. Okay? But if you not come back, the whole day you never come back. You never feel your body, never feel your breathing. You go out. More go out, you come become thought. More go out, thought, bad thought, you don't know. Thinking bad, you don't know. More go out, you got thought and stressful. Okay? More go out, you got stress and suffering. More go out, you got attachment. More go out, you got attachment and addict. You know? People now got problem. Okay? They addict to whatever. Okay? Addict to whatever, smoke or ever, or narcotic addict, or medicine, or whatever. That is too late, addict already. Now you still can kill yourself because you only attached, not addict. Okay, but not too late, huh? Not too late, okay? Kill yourself, feeling body first, then it become less attachment. Feeling breathing together, then it become less attachment. Then it look like your boy, your child lost in emotion. But you help your boy wake up on the bank of the river. Now your boy just drown in the water, dirtiness, impurity inside, and you got more angry. Your boy more nervous, more disturbed, stressful. But if you just smile and then feel your body relax, your boy come to the bank of the river. The bank of the river is your body. Okay? That's why just stay more on the bank of the river. Okay? Then just see all impurity, see sensation from the bank of the river. See mental quality from the bank of the river, not jump inside. Now, you jump inside by concentration. Concentration of sensation, concentration of mental phenomena. But according to Satipatthana 4, you can see the word. Satipatthana 4, the first one, contemplation of body, not concentration of body. The second one, contemplation of sensation, not concentration. Okay, contemplation. If contemplation, that means you stay on the bank of the river, on the body foundation, then you can contemplate whatever inside, contemplate body itself, contemplate the sensation itself, contemplate the mind itself, contemplate all mental phenomena itself. But if you just not wake up, you only do concentration from the beginning. Concentration, then you don't know how to wake up. Then you only know samatha. Okay, concentration first. And then after that, okay, after concentration, you just learn vipassana. Okay? That is take long time. Okay? But satipatthana 4, one main load. Okay? That is contemplation. Contemplation, that means you got a distance. If I got close to the microphone, I cannot contemplation if I focus. But if I just come back, oh, there is this here, like that, like this. Now you are too much concentration. Bruh, emptiness, cannot see anything. You understand? So just concentration is good, but bring back. Got a distance a bit. A distance that is come to the body foundation. Body foundation, then you can see clearly. Okay? See clearly from mindfulness awareness of body, mindfulness awareness of breathing. Whatever arising in your mind, you mindful of body, mindful of breathing. Then you not go too close. You can see clearly. And it released by itself when you not go too close, then you not attached. Okay? So when you got a distance, you can develop seeing clearly. And what is seeing clearly? Contemplation. You got more awareness of body and breathing. Other people do vipassana concentration on sensation, but you do contemplation on sensation. Other people do concentration on mental phenomena. Just try to watch, or focus. But you just stay on mindfulness of body and breathing. You do contemplation of mental phenomena. It's different. Now everybody translated Satipatthana 4, Satipatthana 4. Okay, they translate into contemplation. But actually, they not do contemplation. They do concentration of body, concentration of sensation, concentration of my activity, concentration of mental phenomena. But from the Buddha word, it's not concentration. It's contemplation. And how contemplation? You must start good mindfulness awareness of body first. Then when you got consciousness, you will rely by yourself how contemplation of body, how contemplation of sitting posture, walking posture, or contemplation of breathing. You just develop mindfulness awareness from body foundation first. Okay, now just get experience. Just relax the whole body. Feeling the whole body. Open eye 2 minutes, and then I will let you close your eye. See what happening. You got together. Now you got concentration because you open eye, look at me. But can you develop awareness, mindfulness, awareness by feeling relaxed of the whole body? Then you got awareness of the whole body, sitting posture. And feeling relaxed of the whole body, you not only see sitting posture, you see this body sitting and breathing. And then when you see breathing together, feeling relaxed the whole body and feeling comfortable breathing. Can you feel, keep feeling. Feeling will develop awareness, okay? And then when you got more awareness of body and breathing, observe. It got movement. Body got movement and part, movement and part, movement and part. Breathing got movement and part inside. Only part inside, don't try to make part outside. Only one part. Breathing in, before breathing, it got part. Can you observe? If you cannot observe, you got poor mindfulness. When you close your eye, poor mindfulness, you fall asleep. Okay? Can you observe first? Aware first? Relax first? Feeling first until you got conscious. And especially your mind, your heart, conscious, my consciousness, you feel like, before very heavy. Now relax. This is excess consciousness open. Excess consciousness open, then it become body consciousness all over. Then even you look at me, you got seeing by consciousness, or we call sensing. Seeing by consciousness or sensing how you sitting, how you breathing, without thought. But together, you look at me, listen to me, and this is concentration. If you not listen to me, not look at me, when consciousness, then you don't have concentration, consciousness, no power. Concentration is good, we develop the power of mind. And what is mind? Mind is consciousness, okay? Now you listen to my talk together and feel conscious, your conscious got power, okay? Got power to turn inward. Got power to be like a mirror with good exposure. It become exposure in consciousness, exposure to see body, to see sensation, to see mind and mind activity, okay? Stay conscious before closing eye. Can you stay conscious? Or stay at your mind. Your mind is consciousness. Stay at your mind or stay conscious. Now your mind conscious of the whole body. Can you stay conscious? It look like you got blindness. Look like you got now beautiful aura come out. Ah, you are a holy person, holy man, holy woman now. Just stay conscious. See what you see and not involved. Now when you're conscious already, watch and observe. You can watch your breathing in and observe. Observe what? Observe thought. And breathing out, just aware. Breathing in, follow breathing in, but not follow breathing out because we see the pause. We follow, go to the pause. More pause, more access, more open. Okay? Okay, now you stay conscious and can you observe breathing nicely, gently, and can you observe the pause? And then when you close your eye, now you can close your eye, but watch and observe together. Before you concentration, only watching. Watch, not observe. Now watch breathing and observe each moment of breathing, especially observe inside. It got part. More part you observe, more access the door open. Connect to your spiritual, okay? And now close your eye. Watch and observe. Feeling and watch and observe. Feeling, you got mindfulness and awareness. Feeling your breathing, because you watch your breathing, observe your breathing, before you not feel your breathing, but today, awareness by feeling together. Feeling will help you more relaxation. Feeling. Relaxation will open your consciousness, wake up your consciousness, and then watch and observe. you got seeing with letting go. Okay? Seeing with letting go more, you got knowledge. Now, everybody feeling and watch and observe, develop together. Feeling, you got awareness. Watch, you got concentration. Observe, you got mindfulness. Okay? Feeling, your breathing, you can open eye if you want, or you can close your eye if you want, because you got ready already. You got awareness, mindfulness by feeling and observe. And instead of watching Master, watching the Buddha statue, now watch your breathing, but feeling your breathing together. Feeling will help your breathing in long and longer and deeper. Before you're not feeling your breathing, you use your muscle to breathe in long. Are you tired? Use your muscle. Now you only feel gentle breathing in. Watch and observe. And feeling comfortable breathing. Watch and observe. And can you see what happening? You see what happening? That is wisdom. How to develop wisdom? Can you see what happening? Can you see the fruition? Can you see the result? See the result of practice. That is wisdom power. Not only watch and not see the result. Not only feeling and observe and not see the result. The result is good now. With calmness and insight, calmness and knowledge, seeing anicchang and tukkhang anatta. The result, you know by yourself. I just tell you, can you see what happening? And how you see what happening? Not see by eye, see by wisdom. Now develop wisdom together. Feeling mind and watch mindfully. How watch mindfully? Watch and observe and see the result. The result in the beginning is calmness. Can you see calmness? Before you go into calmness, you not see calmness. You not see calmness, you not have any wisdom. Develop wisdom. See what happening to you. What happening to your mind? Your mind more calmness, peacefulness. Can you see peacefulness? If you not see calmness, peacefulness, then you fall asleep again. Okay? Wake up by wisdom now. Wake up by wisdom. See what happening. It's easy. Can you see? In the beginning, you got nervous, but now you got calm. Can you see calmness now? That seeing by wisdom. And more you develop seeing what happening, seeing what happening. That is you got more knowledge, seeing by knowledge. Now you got, today, you got concentration and you balance with mindfulness and awareness and see by wisdom. When you got good result, you got more trust in the Buddha or not? And good result, you got more effort in the practice or not? Now you got all together five power balanced together. Okay? Feeling and watch and observe and see what happening. Very simple word. Feeling your breathing, watch and observe and see what happening. Very simple. Not only concentration only. Not observe, not feeling. Not observe, not feeling. Then you have no awareness, no mindfulness. You only concentration only. No mindfulness, no wisdom. No mindfulness, no wisdom. Today, we develop awareness, mindfulness and wisdom. When you got all together, mindfulness and wisdom and concentration, you got more trust in the practice or not? Yeah, and then you got more effort or not? Yeah, now you fulfill the five power or the five faculty. And even you open eye, don't worry. Concentration on monk is a good object. Okay? Concentration on the Buddha by look and listen to my talk, not focus my talk. Okay? look at me and listen to me mindfully. Okay? Mindfully, that means you got awareness of yourself, how sitting, how relaxing, how breathing nicely, and observe how you feel, how breathing, and see what's happening. Now you got fulfillment of the five power. Because the first enlightened, the stream enterer, Sotapan, it doesn't mean you have to get into the jhana state. No. It means that you need to balance the five faculty, five power. Concentration, power, this is the third one. Mindfulness, awareness, power, this is the fourth one. And see what's happening, this is the fifth one. And more trust in the Buddha, this is the first one. And then when you forget, come back, this is the second one. Now only forget, come back. When you forget feeling your breathing, then it becomes thought. Come back. Feeling, forget, come back. Then the whole day you practice meditation more than 100 times. Now what, how many times you practice in the day now? One time before sleep, or maybe sleep. Okay. But today, lost mindfulness, come back. Lost mindfulness, come back. This is your effort. Okay. Now you lost the whole day. When you lost the whole day, then your mind become all attachment. Okay. When you come back, it become released. And you know, feeling your breathing inside the nostril only here, enough. Somebody asked me, Master, I just feel my breathing here. Feeling your breathing here, not enough power, because you feeling here, you feel joy, feel relaxed. And then when you always joy, when no joy, you got stressed. When no joy, you suffering, okay? So, if you just cross over happiness, then you cross over unhappiness. If you cross over joy, you can cross over stress. Okay? How to cross over all happiness and unhappiness? Feeling here. Feeling here, it look like you can compare. If you just, feel my breathing here, you got joy, but joy and lazy. Feeling here, you got joy and lazy, okay? Want to sleep, want to take a rest, okay? But if you feeling here, inside the nostril, only in and out, inside, can you feel now you're breathing in? Can you feel how you're breathing out? Inside here, it will bring up your mind consciousness. Open and wake up until you feel consciousness on your face. Feel more consciousness more on your eye. When you're feeling here, you got more consciousness on your eye as well. Because inside the nostril here, the doctor, medicine doctor told me, people breathing only into your lung, in their lung, breathing in the body, but never breathing into the brain. Then you got stressed. And the doctor say, easy, you just got wasabi at home, Japanese food. When you got stressed, eat wasabi. Breathing go to your brain. Stress gone away. This is what the doctor say. Okay? But for my saying, you only feel a little. Feel a little here, you got relaxation and reduce stress. Because stress is here. You never breathing in, not never feel breathing inside your nostril. Then you got a lot of stress here. If you feel breathing more and more here, is more open consciousness, straight gone. Okay? So now, with breathing, with more awareness, only inside the nostril. And when when you do mindfulness of breathing, if here is even it's very short distance inside the nostril, but more you feeling here, it become slow motion of breathing. It become slowly breathing. And then slowly breathing, it make the whole breathing long and longer. Before you try to breathe in long and longer, deep, and fall asleep. Okay, but today you don't have to try to breathe in long, breathe out long. You can do yoga teaching you breathing in long. That is good for beginner. But you cannot breathe in long by your chest and muscle the whole day. Cannot, too tired. You can do not more than 2-3 minutes. Okay, but if you just feel your breathing here. Sometimes breathing short, you know, sometimes breathing all long, you know, breathing long, you know, breathing short, you know, then it become longer. It become absorbed. It long because it absorb. Before it long because you try to breathe it long, but no, not absorb. Okay? Can you absorb here? Absorb here? Now go to Melbourne Beach. Can you feel fresh air here? Can you feel? Then it become absorbed. You got more oxygen, no stress. Okay? And now we finish today's session. Any question? Sathu.
Ajahn, thank you for your talk. I'm afraid we're out of time, and my apologies for not giving you instructions to allow for some questions. But if you did enjoy that talk and you do want to see more of Ajahn Vimoka's talks, we did run this similar sorts of sessions on Thursday and Friday, so you'll see them on the YouTube channel. And also back in 2019 when Ajahn Vimoka came, we also recorded those talks, and they're very 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 similar theme as well. So thank you, Ajahn, for the talk today. And for anyone else who wants to come for the lunch diner, please come over next door and we'll do the community lunch offering and the Pindapada. Okay, so let's say sadhu to Ajahn.
Sadhu.